Bubble Bucket Chapter 6. I'm only gonna read the goddamn insomnia post, because there's way too many fucking suggestions all over the goddamn place. You push back a little bit, and your destiny to your left prevented you from being hurt. The crumpled bullet falls off your bone, The voice of the precognition saving you from any real harm. There's obviously a sniper of some sort in these woods.
What figure? Yo, Dasar, Tatalapo. Since your assailant has far more advantages and you don't even know where it is. The moment you vanish, a bullet pierces through the smoke like cloud you left behind. You reappear in a new area. Something feels very strange about this place. Your psychic powers and aura feel very bothered. Exits are left and right to the viewer. You check out the metal. There seems to be some sort of mechanism. It isn't hinged. There must be some way to get it to open. The only reason you can see at all is because of your goggles in the first place. It's very dark here.
Hey. You poke around with your cane. There's a figure in it. It is the figure of the guy in the rabbits. Yokai Rikukabuki. Walk to the left area. It doesn't look much different. You keep walking left. A beam of moonlight glimmers down from the slight gap in the thick trees. You don't investigate the moonlight because it's going to be a moonlight whether or not you strain yourself staring it down. You deduce that the thing on the tree is some manner of a sensor. You also conclude it isn't touch sensitive when you kick it. You figure to not use your goggles, it would be impossible to see the sensor with how dark it is in the forest without them. You improvise and use the Hell's Furry Pornography's glassy cover to reflect the light towards the sensor. You hear a clack.
You stop moving to the right and then wonder why you go to an empty hatch. You took the Yukio figure with you. There's no click when you step away from the moonlight. What question mark? Before left, there's a pedestal sitting on behind a tree in the path. It is carved out of stone. Upon closer inspection of the surface of the pedestal, you decide the book probably has nothing to do with it. There's a button in the bottom left corner. The slots on the pedestal are the same size as the Hyukyo figure in your possession currently.
Place ye gods of war. The wild, the avenger, the tactician, the diplomat.
You set Hyukyo on the wild! The button activates a strange mystical game with glowing letters. It floats several inches above the pedestal. Yawn! The chess game glimmers and gives a chime of a noise. A compartment pops open up on the side of the pedestal. You receive a Mushigigashi figure. You set the Mushigigashi figure on a tactician slot. The red button loses its red glow and becomes part of the stone pedestal. Screw this, you say, towards the pedestal and the little figures that you are lacking. You give the button a few pushes, but it's no longer a button because you already solved the puzzle. Obviously, your schizophrenia is stumbling over itself like back when you were kept wanting to solve the puzzle. You head left.
The achievement unlocked! Trapped in a forest, walk around in a circle.
So now you're back in the area you started in. The most unsettling thing here is that the way, or entrance that you thought you followed along, is no longer there. You don't know how to get out of here. At least you're ever playing with the figures so far. Any ideas? You flip the switch and close the hatch, hell yeah. Go around 2002 times 500.5 revolutions.
Whoosh. You traverse to the area, lift through the hatch. The voices in your head are going nuts.
You pretend you are flying in the process.
Yo-yo's precognition. There's no cover over the sensor anymore if there's something in there. The forest is preventing you from going forward. The darkness seems to be tangible in some way, keeping you from going in there. Jianyu figure acquired. You wander around till you pass the hatch, then notice a strange red button.
Hyukyo, the main deity of the robots, said to be the one who initiated the movement to eradicate the humans and war on any others that resisted. Mushisuyo, the former wielder of the God-slaying sword, Raikun Chao. He has somehow managed to survive the process of separating the sword, and is the only known wielder to do so. He reigns in the continent of Amaranton, and has made many alterations in politics and war over the years. Yunyu, the deity of the moon, in the center of attention of the main religion of the continent of Mingxiao. They follow strict laws, and despite many wars he has been near or in, he has rarely ever shown his might. He has talked armies away, or into joining him.
You push the button. There is no bacon. You feel extremely hungry and tired now, because you have no bacon. You should feel bad, and you do. You get up from the switch and step over to the path. A panel of some sort has opened up in the path, and a flame is roaring. It's like the flame of a nice campfire. It's nice and warm. There's something deep down inside of the fire. Inventory displayed. Keep in mind, two of the figures are technically on the pedestal right now. God damn it, why in the gods am I doing this? Wrong statue acquired. You crawl over and push the button to make the fire go away, and slowly wrap your heated bones in your bandages. The intense pain, not just your bones, but your flesh nearer to the bones, has been singed. It wasn't a split moment of pain. It was digging around in flames to grab something deep in and pulling it out. Tears well up and drip down your goggles while you struggle to bandage yourself back up. Surely there was another way. You are now a little less willing to listen to the voices if it seems too dangerous. You did test it. Without skin, however, it was impossible to tell that it would begin to burn intensely with longer-term exposure. By the time you realized this fact, it was too late. The inside of your bones were in agony, and you were grasping at the figure. You learned about wrong in the mountain already. You get up and travel right until you find the pedestal. You said Yanyu on the diplomat, and wrong on the avenger because only he remains. Nothing happens. Still nothing. Once you lock the figures into place on the pedestal, a compartment snaps open. Inside of it is a key. You feel something strange happen in the trees. You're not sure what yet. You hear a voice.
Gods are not the right they believe they are. Let's feast.
You think of bacon almost instantly. But you recognize the voice.
Shh.
It's the voice that told you to move left earlier in your vision.
I look around the area. Can't see anything around here changed.
Hello?
I call out, trying to find the unknown creature. There is no reply, only the unsettling sounds of the forest. You go left until something is different. You poke the strange glowing marking in the darkness. It glows brighter. Your key reacts to the glow.
You insert the key and turn it.
Animated.
You are in a strange room. It's very bare bones. There's a somewhat made bed, a small table with steak, rice, and a biscuit with a steaming cup of tea on it. You know that it is pitch dark in this little secret room, but thanks to your goggles you can see perfectly. You feel safer than you've felt on this island. A strand of drool drips from the corner of your mouth at that food. You just hope this isn't a dream. You devour the food.
They're ragged drapes.
You are so tired that this is surely the best option. You go to sleep. Your dreams are not as nice as your night, and only so much of it was sleeping. When the owner of this home returned, your magnetism is your understanding right now. You are there for each other and enjoy the night. Then you slept. His name is New. He says with a very smooth voice, one which has saved your life and whose aura you felt stronger and stronger nearing this forest. It feels so wonderful in his arms, you forget about everything else. You've even ignored the fact that he took 5 points from you. Your own aura feels a lot stronger after his training.
Consider it a discount, sweetling. I've unlocked your innate psychic powers for you. I can also improve any of your psychic powers if you need it.
The undead shadow, his shape that of a shark, known as New, grins wide, with his jagged black jaws chuckling playfully.
If and whenever you want more training, let me know, Dusky Dessert.
A strange sales pitch you have there. It's
a Sally, dear. I know.
He kisses your forehead and pets you gently. New psychic training. This is a shop and New is a merchant. However, he doesn't deal with goods.
A precognition, related foggy visions and hints. Level 2, 10 clearer visions. Level 3, 15 clear direct visions. Offensive aura, 1.0 attack modifier using aura. Level 2, 10, 1.5 times attack modifier using aura, plus 1 to criticals. Level 3, 15, 2.0 times attack modifier using aura, plus 3 to criticals. Telepathy, read thoughts, mild suggestion, short range. Level 2, 10, communicate through thought, medium suggestion, medium range. Level 3, 15, control thoughts, severe suggestion, longer range. Side recovery level 1, 10, 1 out of 6 chance recovery, plus 1 psi. Level 2, 10, 1 out of 3 chance recovery, plus 1 side bonus chance on crit. Level 3, 15, 1 half chance recovery, plus 1 side bonus on crit. Psionic well, 1 side point well. Level 2, 10, plus 2 to side well. Level 3, 15, plus 3 to side well. Currently, Asali has a side point. Side well of 1 point, maxed out she has 6.
The level of the skill is also the cost of the psi to use it. So I don't need to say this when somebody thinks they can buy a level 3 skill for 15 points. Buying a level 3 from a level 1 costs 25 points. The plus 15 means 10 plus 15. Discuss with each other in TG-chan and Bubble Bucket's quest discussion thread before posting in here. Psychic purchase next session on Tuesday. Have a good weekend.
You and New discuss things for a little bit. After a while, you manage to compromise with yourself to purchase level 3 Psywell and level 2 of both telepathy and offensive aura. That does take a while to further train your mind and body. And now you're about ready to go, having dressed. You consider asking about your bone arm, but he hasn't seen it yet, and you're a little hesitant to share. Dressed now, you're about to speak when New does instead.
I can get you out of the forest if you have something explosive and possibly bright and distracting. Otherwise, I can help you to the entrance.
You take a moment to decide where you want him to help you travel.
I lost my bracers a long time ago somewhere on this island. If you ever find those ever.
You offer the Rainbow Buster. He gives a vicious grin and shuffles around. He provides a tattered cloak and adorns it over your shoulders.
This should protect you more. Follow me.
You walk after New. He leads you through the forest circle in the area where the wrong figure and the fire was. He pushes aside a hidden barrier leading into a path. He turns and whispers while he walks forward slowly.
I don't know if you ever heard of Bandersnatches, but they have extremely thick hides. One of the more dangerous monsters on 8. I'm going to use the Rainbow Buster to distract them for you. Go through the tunnel. Be safe, darling.
He lights the firework and points towards the hole in the ground to give reference to the path and to express some urgency.
Goodbye, Nu. Thank you.
You stay before you rush towards the hole and crawl into the tunnel. Nu hurls the Rainbow Buster through the air towards the pack of blind beasts. You go through the tunnel. As you make your way through, you hear an explosion. At the split second after the boom, there's a large chorus of roars and screeches. Then the gnashing of teeth and a lot of struggling. You frown, worried, but not carrying on could prove more dangerous. There is something blocking the end of the tunnel.
You acquire a frog.
Hello, frog.
Ribbit. You consider kissing it, but that sounds gross. You have no idea where the frog has been. You crawl over and examine the word tumbler on the blocked end of the tunnel. It looks like a riddle. Solve it. Necron Rnizd Sapset Dipper. Blup-pits-b-derp. Whatever a mudkip is, didn't seem to have any effect. Dancer is not very effective. Wait, one of the letters is off. Perhaps this letter makes a difference in the puzzle. Record. Click. Where shall you move to? New locations. Strange landmark. Ice cave. You step close to the strange landmark. It appears to be some sort of ancient ceramic structure on the ground. There are lines and markings around it to the center, where there's a slight crevice. The area is otherwise empty. You and your frog, you have now named Mission, due to his stoic demeanor and enthusiasm to complete quests, investigate the marking in the center together. It looks like something belongs here. The rings do not rotate. It's very solid. You regroup with Mission and leave the strange landmark for the time being. You travel to the ice cave. It's very cold here. The entrance is covered with a massive block of ice. Since you are not a Kibai, the Fire Bubble clan of Bubble Touched, you will likely need some other means to gain entry. You bash your hammer against the ice in frustration. It gives off a deep, solid drunk noise in response to the strike. Your arms vibrate from the blow. It was a very solid hit, but it doesn't appear that brute force will get past this obstacle. You're not going to burn your things, especially not the cloak Nu gave you, to try and thaw this massive thing of ice. It seems you don't have the things to continue out here. It's about time you left. Act 1 close.